Extremely local news sponsored by Riverboat Twilight. Extremely happy travel is back. Secure your cruise today at riverboattwilight.com. And Jen Sabella is with us from Block Club Chicago. It's a good time to adopt a pet, isn't it, Jen?
It sure is. Good morning, Bob. So last year, if you probably remember, there was a huge rush to adopt dogs and cats because everyone was stuck at home and lonely. And a lot of the shelters had shortages, which was great for them because they're used to being, you know, overrun with animals that need homes. That's kind of happening again, unfortunately. The adoptions have slowed down as things have reopened. And it is kitten season. So that means all of these cats that are out on the street that aren't fixed are having kittens. And Paws currently has 200 kittens and 85 puppies that need homes. So they're having an adoption event this weekend, and they're encouraging people to swing by their Lincoln Park location and adopt a kitten or a puppy. And if you have the, you know, if you have the time to care for an animal a little bit older, they're actually waiving adoption fees starting July 15th for all older cats and dogs. These dogs are called underdogs, and a lot of people won't adopt them because, you know, they're just a little bit older. And they can be great companions. They're more chill than puppies. So if you know, want some companionship around your house and don't have the energy to train a puppy, these older dogs are great.
And that reminds me, I got a note from Linda Baker. Hi, Bob. I support Paws Chicago and received this from them, telling of their desperate need of repairs for their rooftop deck for training and socializing dogs and cats. Can you please give Paws Chicago some publicity on your show to help them raise the money for these vital repairs? Yes, we're glad to help. That is a good organization. And we should just direct people, I think, Jen, to pawschicago.org, P-A-W-S, pawschicago.org. They do good work, don't they?
They do. They do incredible work. And they fix all these cats out on the street for free and just really great stuff. And other cities don't have an organization like Paws.
Right. We're fortunate to have them in Chicago. Now on to Jefferson Park and some chicken news. What's this all about?
This is something that has had the neighborhood buzzing for a while now. Lake Effect Brewing is opening a brew pub in an old firehouse on the northwest side on Northwest Highway. And they are bringing in North Branch Fried Chicken, which is a Northwest Side fried chicken and barbecue spot. So it's basically bringing the best of these two Northwest Side businesses that people are so excited about to the neighborhood. And it'll be open around this time next year. And there's been so much buzz about this brewery. This firehouse is more than 100 years old. The city ended up selling it to the brewery for only a dollar, and they're building it out. And it's going to be a really cool looking place, and it sounds like the food is going to be really solid as well. And actually, the fried chicken place already exists on Northwest Highway, but the brewery will be at 4841 North Lips Avenue.
And North Branch Fried Chicken is 5481 Northwest Highway. And finally, we have a story about, and I didn't know any of these folks were still around, a place where you can bring in your shoes to be repaired. I remember as a kid, there were quite a few of these guys around, but now not so much, right?
It's true. There's actually some modern businesses that do like sneaker repairs and things like that, and they'll fix up your like fancy Jordans or whatever. But this guy, Chris Caminas, he is possibly the oldest shoe repairer on the Northwest Side, or at least the most old school. And he is at West Irving Park Shoe Repair at 5903 West Irving Park Road. And he has been spending the last 45 years repairing shoes, and he is very, very affordable to the point where somebody left a review on the Yelp page calling it inappropriately inexpensive given the quality of his work. So one of our freelancers, Joanna, reached out to me about this, and I was like, this is a great story. What a character. And I really suggest everyone read the story and the interview with him. He's a riot. You can go in there. It's cash only. He'll punch holes in your belt for free, but he'll tell you if he thinks your shoes are crap. he'll say, this isn't worth fixing. But he is super affordable. He doesn't take a deposit, which has backfired on him since he has, he said, about $300 worth of shoes just nobody ever picked up. But, you know, if you want to go and get an affordable and high quality shoe repair, He's your guy, and what an interesting story he has, and just, you know, very old school attention to detail, and something that seems to be lacking in in modern society, where we get these throwaway shoes that are $10 and they last you a week. So he's not into that.
And I'm reading about the building where he works. This sounds like a time machine as well, built in 1918.
Yes, and if you look at the photos, you could see, like, it looks old, like old school. Everything on the walls are, the reporter said, it smelled like leather in there, and they have the original woodwork from the building. It's interesting, and he has a, you know, landline, and he said Google calls him all the time looking to advertise, if he wants to advertise online, and he's like, no, get out of here. I have no interest in that. So he's a real Chicago character.
Yeah, read more about it at blackclubchicago.org. He's at 5903 West Irving Park, 5903 West Irving Park. Been there 45 years. Stop in and say hi to Chris for us. And thanks for bringing us that story, Jen. Have a good day.
Thanks. You too, Bob.